Is this on? Yes, yes. Wonderful. I hope everyone has obtained their pre-prandial cocktail. Your drink voucher would have been behind your name tag, and please do tip the staff. We are egoists, not assholes. It is a long weekend, and believe me, it is in each of your best interests to have the staff attentive and caring to your needs for the duration of the conference. I have to regretfully announce, I have to regretfully announce that our scheduled speaker listed on the program has fallen ill, but we are in luck. One of the staff has found an attendee who was willing to say a few words during this pre-prandial cocktail hour. And I have just, hold on, I've just been given a name and some information here on, okay, wonderful. And, so for all of those who only had passes to the evening lecture series, I will reintroduce myself. I am Kevin Slaughter. I am Master of Ceremonies and Editor-in-Chief of UnionofEgoists.com, as you know. And it's just part of the evening traditionally that a lot of people would like to chat amongst themselves, but we still do have a speaker during this hour, so conversations, please keep it at a low kind of a polite level if you're going to talk while our speaker is talking. Wonderful, and let's see. So once everybody's settled down a little bit, we can begin this this section, and then we'll move on to the dinner proper and the star speakers of the evening. Let me see. Let me put on my glasses here. Is it Turver? 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 Welcome, anyway. Just come on up to the microphone. Come to the lectern. Step up, please. Please. Turver, it says you are an egoist failure. Is that correct? Am I saying that right? Turvor? Is that what it says here?
It certainly does. My name is Trevor Blake.
Oh, excuse me. Trevor. Wonderful. This is Trevor Blake, everyone. Please, those who are going to be listening, those who do not like to talk to other people, that is many of you here, you can please try to listen over the other conversation. And we have attendee Trevor Blake that hopefully will have something that will keep some of your attention. Wonderful. Trevor, did you choose that? Is that your Trevor would be inappropriate to say, I suppose. Trevor, so you are an egoist failure. Is that correct? Is that that's what's written here?
It is certainly written here. I confess that I wrote it myself. I am a failed egoist. I've done my best to be my best for myself as the best, and yet I still find myself socializing my selfishness again and again. Just this evening, my commission was to ferry the dishes into the kitchen for a good washing, but I find myself on stage. I do happen to have my poetry and writing with me, but...
Oh, poetry, wonderful. Okay. Well, sure. That sounds like that will be wonderful. So I will probably then also do some talking during this preprandial hour. I don't want to put all the weight on you to carry the whole time. So we will start, and I suppose we will... Yes, I do suppose traditionally we have the least, you know, interesting talks up here. So poetry, that should be fine. That should be fine. In fact, that's what I believe I have a few things here that I might be able to contribute as well in that vein.
Grand, because I've taken the precaution of locking the door so that everyone can have the maximum enjoyment of all that I've got planned this evening. I can see that some of you perhaps have lost your seat, trying the handles, but rest assured, you're secured.
Well, wonderful. Okay, so let's not drag this out too much longer. You say you have a few poems you would like to read, Mr. Blake.
Absolutely.
So these poems... I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I also have written down here that you are most well known for your book published by Underworld Amusements. This is your failure book. Now you call it that. Obviously, a publisher like Underworld Amusements doesn't publish a failure of a book. So it is, I guess, that is some sort of marketing pitch that you've got there. That calling yourself a failure right on the cover of your own book, that doesn't seem very smart, but you know, that's fine. Don't let me, if you have something to say, please, I mean, you know, by all means. Anyway, so what I understand is, besides this book, you have been slaving away in complete anonymity to virtually no recognition whatsoever on your own journal. Is it an egg journal? I see something about eggs. Ovo. Is this a health journal?
It is absolutely essential for the health and well-being of not only culture as a whole, but individual well-being and health.
That sounds wonderful.
Yes,
wow.
It is an altruistic effort that I've made since 1979.
Well,
you'd think that I would have more than 21 issues out.
Nobody's ever heard of this. Is that the case?
Not a one. It remains pure in that fashion.
Well, okay. And so you have, so this might be, so if you're going to read some poems from what, from, is this the 21st issue of the Egg Journal, Ovo, Eggs for Health. Is this an egg themed poem?
It certainly is.
Oh, wonderful.
They all are, aren't they?
So, all right. Well, this may be the first time ever anybody has heard any content from an issue of the Egg Journal. So that is exciting. Another exciting first at the World Union of Egoists Conference 2018, held here at the beautiful Baltimore Marriott. All right, so go ahead and go to it.
Oh, I have it right here with
me. Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Please think the worst of me. Of certain friends and certain thoughts, you say I must be free. Else I'll be thought the worst of. Please think the worst of me. To prove I'm good, do you require an oath of loyalty? Instead, I ask the opposite. Please think the worst of me. Is your sense of what is right dependent not on thee, but instead it is I who must confirm? Please think the worst of me. Just say you're one of the good guys and you can be good as we, say the good guys of their good guy club. Please think the worst of me.
Oh, that's it. Wonderful, wonderful. That was really, I was just writing a few notes here. Good, excellent. So what I want you to do is not yet read another one. I'm going to read something and maybe entertain the people for a little bit. And then maybe we'll get back to another one of your poems. You have another egg poem.
Oh, I certainly do.
I did not really hear much about eggs in that poem. So I'm not sure if this is some sort of avant-garde egg magazine poetry. If you are merely referring to the ontological metaphysics of the egg with that, but I'm sure that was good. So I have an actual egoist author here that I'm going to read something from, J. William Lloyd. Let me see, his book Windharp Songs. Now, J. William Lloyd is, if there was one egoist poet, it would certainly be J. William Lloyd, if you were judging it solely on how many poems one can get published in various egoist and individualist journals. Because if there is an individualist or egoist journal that has at least published two issues, J. William Lloyd has gotten a poem in one of those two at least. Now this Windharp Songs is from the Union of Egoists Library, which is developed in part from the generous donations from patrons via patreon.com, and we are all certainly grateful to that. And this was a recent acquisition using some of the money from Patreon, so that's wonderful. Now, this Windharp Songs was self-published and by Mr. Lloyd in 1895, and it is it begins with a quote from Emerson right on the title page. The poets are thus liberating gods. The ancient British bards had the title of their order, quote, those who are free through the world, unquote. They are free and they make free. And I'm going to read a poem on page 46 titled, The Gods Are Dead. The gods are dead, and only shrines remain. The gods are dead, but still the Christs are slain. The gods are dead, but priests yet work their will. The gods are dead, but men must worship still. The gods are dead, but mystery is yet, and fears and tears and drops of bitter sweat. And these begot, and these have slain the gods, and these upheld, and these shall break the rods. The gods we made to help us in our need, and gave them crowns and in their lips a creed. But pain crushed on, and they helped not at all. So we turned and smiled to see them fall. We in our minds make all things that we know of gods above or godlike powers below. Kings, tyrants, lawyers, warrior or priest, the millions serving and the few at feast. Withhold our faith and all these things shall fall, like as the gods to whom our faith was all. Make change within and outward there shall be fair field, free growth, and life in all things free. So, Trevor, sorry, I will get that by time dinner is served, which we still have a few minutes more, unfortunately. Do you had another egg poem? We would love to hear that, I imagine.
I have drawn inspiration from your reading, pulling a book at random from the library here. I found one by one Malthus Seklu, a professor of egoism, and opening at random, placing my finger upon the page in an act of bibliomancy, I choose to read to you from The Gospel According to Malthus Seklu. Selfishness is at once my most essential friend and my most dangerous enemy, for it is the zenith and nadir of desire and the alpha and omega of aspiration. The highest purpose of intellectual cultivation is to give man a perfect knowledge and mastery of his inner self. To attain this knowledge, one must study the philosophy of scientific egoism, which examines and explains the motives, emotions, passions, prejudices, and desires of the ego, with the result that we find that all these dynamic forces are regulated by the magic power of selfishness. For selfishness is the eternal energy seeking expression through mankind, thus enabling man to find himself out from within. Selfishness is essential, absolute, changeless, and everlasting. Selfishness is the infinite force that controls all life, especially human life. Selfishness is responsible for all the evil in the world, as well as for all the good. Man, catering to his passions, brings on pain. Man catering to his desires brings on disease. Man catering to his ignorance brings on poverty and sins against himself. This is man's unconsciousness of his own ego, of his own necessities, of his real needs, and of his own powers. Ego-conscious man, aware of his possibilities, realizes that the same force that brought misery and pain will, when understood, bring pleasure and power to one and all. All life is selfish. All reform is selfish. All politics is selfish. All war is selfish. All business is selfish. All thought is selfish. All action is selfish. All is selfish, and selfishness is rampant with and without reason throughout the world. Selfishness is necessary to preserve one's self. Vanity is necessary to assert one's self, and hate is necessary to protect one's self from one's enemies. At least I think that's what it says.
Sure, sure. No, you did a perfectly fine job there. And maybe we can, every year during the pre-brandial cocktail hour, actually, it might actually save us a few budgeting dollars if we have a speaker pulled from the audience. I think this is actually pretty interesting, and we have normally at least 5 or 6 attendees paying attention, and I believe she's spotlights are pretty bright. It looks like maybe 8 or 9 he is asleep. Anyway.
Just by chance, I've checked my breast pocket and found a brief piece that also addresses one's thoughts. How to take them at their true face value. This is an unpublished work, revealed here for the first time. It is called Moral Homeopathy. Alex had soup for his lunch. Thus, so did Ben, his neighbor. Carl took a class, and Douglas learned, with Douglas doing no labor. Edgar is vegetarian, like Frank, his meat-eating pal. Gerald lives alone in his mobile home, and so does his roommate, Hal. Ivan says the rosary, friend Jeff the atheist, same. Kenneth is Asian, and Larry is Slav. Both are Mexican in this game. The conclusions of moral homeopathy are never less than outrageous. You'll look cruel, and you'll look a fool, if you consider all things contagious. The thoughts and deeds of one are not the thoughts and deeds of another. Cain did not kill himself or all men. Cain only killed his brother. This world does contain dichotomies, white as snow and black as coal. But not all things are so split apart. Not all things should be swallowed whole.
Nice. Wonderful. Well, I think I just got a note here. You might not have seen the person who brought me the note while you were reading, but certainly someone brought me a note, and this is not my idea, that maybe the pre-brandial cocktail hour should be shortened to 30 minutes. And that is only a couple of minutes away. That is a shame. Did you? I see you had a few other things.
Oh, I have this manuscript.
Here.
It's my 12-point program for agricultural reform. I'm sure that it will matter tremendously.
Next year, well, if you can get that to the review committee for next year, I'm sure we could probably give you top billing after this performance now. So that would be wonderful. And on that paper, I did get one request, though, that I read a poem by the great Benjamin D. Cassiers for whom, if it wasn't for him, we would not be here in this ballroom today. And so I have a personal favorite of mine from Imp, the poetry of Benjamin D. Cassiers, published by Underworld Amusements in 2013. It is called The God of Negation. I have ascended the topmost spaces and dragged the cars of the devil dare gods from their courses. They saw me not, but felt me as a presence that hurled them from the track. I have, in a wondrous thought, undermined the Milky Way and have sown the orbits of suns with dragon's teeth uprooted from my rebellious soul. Those eyes of gleaming fire saw me not, but felt me as a movement in the abyss. I have numbed the arm of the old blind artisan, and he shall die at my last epiphany. He heard me not, but felt me as the great destructive presence. And that will do it for our pre-brandial cocktail hour. I hope you all have enjoyed some nice conviviality among fellow egoists. And if you can please take your seats, anybody with a vegetarian course will be served last, according to the need of all the meat to still remain warm and delicious. Thank you all for attending. Our stars of the evening will be up one after the other for the dinner remarks and commentary, and then the round table at the end of the night, which everybody loves to reflect on the events and ideas of the day. And remember that only the items that have been released by official sources can be talked about in public, and anything not released by official sources is not for public consumption. And cheers to you all, and we look forward to you during the dinner talks. See you then.
Deep in my heart, deep in my mind, deep in the depths of my ego, deep in my breast lies a treasure chest, a world that only I can know. You may criticize me, try to analyze me, put me in your little pigeonhole. I'll still hold the key to the place where I am free, a world that only I control. Deep in my heart and deep in my mind and deep in the depths of my ego, deep in my breast lies a treasure chest, a world that only I can know. I can love you dearly, I can love you too, I can love you long and love you well, but I must have my own song, only me can sing, my own tale that only I can tell. Deep in my heart, deep in my mind, deep in the depths of my ego, deep in my breast lies a treasure chest, a world that only I can know. Place me in your prison, put me in your cell, lock me up and throw away the key. I will up and wander, whim and fancy free, in this big world that's inside me. Deep in my heart, deep in my mind, my ego, deep in my breast lies a treasure chest, a world that only I can know.
treasure chest, a world that only I can know.